This is Fresh Air. Music critic Milo Miles has a review of a new anthology devoted to the pioneer African bandleader of the 40s and 50s, E.T. Mensa. He was called the King of Highlife, an offshoot of jazz that for years was the most popular style of music in Southern Africa. Here's Milo's review.
If I told you there was an African bandleader with the touring and organizing skills of a Count Basie, a legacy of spin-off performers as rich as Duke Ellington, and a historical influence not unlike Louis Armstrong, and that he even jammed once with Louis Armstrong, you have to ask, who can this be? The answer is E.T. Mensa from Ghana, known as the King of Highlife. The reason Mensa could be so accomplished and yet remain rather obscure in America is because he retired by the 1980s, just as African pop stars began more international tours, eventually even to the United States. Fortunately, Mensa's songs have lost none of their immediate appeal and are properly presented at last in the four-disc set King of Highlife Anthology, which includes everything recorded by Mensa and the various incarnations of his band, The Tempos. A strong example is Day by Day.
Day by day, night by night, if you born picking a girl, you want her to go to school. What a girl she gonna be, for a woman to go to school. And she close to come for home, on her way she meet her friend. Now her friend go be a boy, and he take her hand for go.
Like jazz, highlife is a complex fusion of a number of modes, including jazz itself and African folk forms. There were many other highlife groups, even well before Mensa, but none as successful or sharp. In a move that would shape all subsequent African pop, the Tempos added melodies taken from the Caribbean, Brazil, and Latin rhythms, particularly from Cuba. So the anthology includes sprinkled examples of highlife sambas and calypsos. Not all the lyrics are in English, but a surprising number are. Mensa was clearly determined to reach as many audiences as possible without pandering. No matter what the subject, the positive impression delivered by the 69 tracks here remains fun to play, fun to hear, fun to dance to. E.T. Mensa also shines as the first post-colonial music superstar of Africa. Taking off with his own band right after World War II, he soon became as popular in Nigeria as he was back in Ghana. He would sometimes assemble a version of the Tempos to keep doing shows back home while he toured. He was also a hit in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. However, he only played a few shows in Europe in the 1980s when his music was finally issued there. One standout track included on those initial releases was Munsuro.
Munsuro, emia Munsuro. Munsuro, emia Munsuro. Esi nana, oya fraba mowan, oti demara mowan, min botin komo. Musuro, Emia Musuro, Musuro, Emia Musuro, Esinana, I am Braba Mowan, Otidamara Mowan, me in Botkin Como.
Mensah died 20 years ago, and King of High Life Anthology finally does him complete justice. The very classy packaging must be praised, including a definitive 60-page condensation of Professor John Collins's biography of Mensah, an essential item for African pop devotees. A couple vocal performances are a bit drab, and the later music is more assured and vivid than the earliest, but those are tiny gripes. For those who want more samples, a batch of Mensah tunes are available on YouTube. Finally, to underscore the influence of Mensah, it's worth noting that superstar Fela Kuti started out running a high life group, essentially imitating Mensah. The old master was dismissive of Kuti's later Afrobeat. As far as E.T. Mensah was concerned, Fela had stopped following the class act.
Milo Miles reviewed the King of High Life Anthology on the Retro Afric label.